Absolutely. I am a member of the Dunn County Stratton Youth Activities Committee, and Phelan Sanford, who's a standout athlete for Dunn County Stratton for years and has been a beneficiary of this MFL program and the Pee Wee program in Benkelman, wanted to come back, gave us a call, said, hey, I want to come back, I want to do a camp. Super excited. So all we had to do is just kind of start taking registrations, and it's been going wonderful. Been getting great support from McCook, Hitchcock, Imperial, all the surrounding areas. So I think kids are excited to come back and to work with some Huskers. He's bringing, for sure, he's bringing Nate Boricker back, Phelan Sanford, Lane McCallum, Trevin Lubin, and Elliot Brown. I talked to him today about how registrations are going, and I think he's going to try and bring back a couple more buddies, too. And that benefits him because he has come back and enjoy the fair and family with around Benkelman and McCook area.
And it's going to be a two-day camp, so for a couple of hours each day, so you can go to one or both days of the camp, can't you?
Yeah. Again, I talked to Phelan, and there's a lot going on. Kids have fair stuff, kids have 4-H stuff. He wanted to come back and kind of give back to the community and give back to the kids and said, so whatever, we're just going to make it work. So youth activities, we kind of decided to keep the cost low. It's $40. You can do one day, you can do 2 days, you know, whatever. It's just $40 come get the kids. They're going to sign some autographs for the kids. You know, of course, they're going to do a lot of individual instruction. I think there's a good variety of linemen, defensive, offensive positions. So they, you know, they're bringing back people with a variety of knowledge. You can work with a lot of different skill sets, and they're going to go through some just some different groups. They're going to have some games. They're going to have some awards. I think they've even got T-shirts lined up and stuff like that. So
are they just going helmets, and are they going full pads or
no? Non-contact, okay. So I think just shorts, T-shirt, and cleats if you got them, and come meet the Huskers and work out for a day or two, and just get the youth of this area better at football.
Do you want kids to pre-register? I see it says to pre-register, or can they show up the day or pre-registration? You'd like to get that done?
You know, I'd really like to get pre-registration done. We're getting up there in numbers, and I want to keep Phelan and those camp directors aware of where we're sitting on numbers, T-shirt wise, and that kind of thing. So, yeah, I'd really like to get those pre-registrations done ahead of time and as soon as possible.
Of course, Phelan start off a little bit track. He's kind of, you know, jumped from one school. Now he's in Nebraska, and I think he's pretty much he found his niche there, football with Nebraska football, hasn't he?
You know, he had a heck of a spring game, and he's a heck of an athlete, and he had some tremendous numbers on their workouts and their weightlifting and their vertical jump and all that. I don't know the specifics on it, but yeah, there's some impressive athletes down there, and I hope he finds I hope he makes it work.
Best numbers, your number once again. You got two numbers listed, don't you?
Yeah, Josh Bailey, he's another member of the Dunn County Stratton Youth Activities Committee, and just give us a text. We'll get the kid's name down and bring your check the day of. We've got a liability waiver, of course, for parents to sign, and we can send that ahead of time, too, if you need. But, yeah, just communicate with us, and we'll get it down and get these campers going.
Talk about a parent who has lived here for MFL over how many summers now? You've got another kid. You've had kids in the past. This has really benefited the program, hasn't it?
Oh, absolutely. These Coach Petrosky does an amazing job. These high school kids here at McCook, you know, I can't imagine taking a high school kid and getting them to coach the game and how that would benefit their understanding of the game. And, of course, these little kids getting to play at this level, it's amazing. It's just boosted the level of play, I think, in this area of the state. We're going to see some really good teams coming up.